With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The defense rested in the former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. The jury now has a week off before closing arguments next week. Veteran New York defense attorney Arthur Idala says both sides are going to focus on Michael Cohen's testimony.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day. And Cohen is that broken clock. And they have to just try to, you know, distance Cohen's bad stuff from the 10% that he needs. And the defense does just the opposite. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if there was something that mattered to you in your life, like your children's college fund or your home mortgage fund, would you trust it with Michael Cohen?
Idala says there's a reason why Mr. Trump did not take the stand in his defense.
It's not a surprise that Trump didn't take the stand. First of all, the judge made a ruling that if he took the stand, there was a lot of bad stuff that was going to come out about him. But in general, when you put a defendant on the stand, the burden of proof shifts from only on the prosecutor to now it's he said versus he said and who we're going to believe and who do we trust more.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden on the road today in Nashua, New Hampshire, highlighting a milestone for a law that helps veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service.
Nearly 2 years ago, the president signed the PACT Act into law, and now more than 1 million claims have been granted to veterans.
Providing $5.7 million in benefits to 890,000 veterans and their families so far in hand.
Speaking at a YMCA in New Hampshire, the president highlighted his legislative accomplishment as he thanked veterans and their families for the sacrifices they've made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Multiple people died, at least a dozen injured, after a powerful tornado tore through a small Iowa town Tuesday. This is SRN News. Questioning transgenderism gets a member of the teachers' union expelled.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government is moving quickly to remake the country when it comes to cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have ended a ban on doctors advertising abortion services and made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. Now the parliament approved plans to relax strict limits on family names, making it easier for couples who have children out of wedlock to pass on both their names to the kids. SRN News. Companies may get the credit, but it's the customer generosity at the cash register that benefits charities. Norman Hall has more in this story.
The world's top-selling pizza chain is betting big on the generosity of its customers, and it's not alone. Domino's recently pledged $174 million over the next 10 years to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, expecting the funds to come from its long-standing Roundup campaign that invites customers to donate the difference between their purchase total and the next highest dollar amount. According to the professional association Engage for Good, so-called checkout charity raked in 24% more money in 2022 than 2020 among the highest-making programs for a total of $749 million. I'm Norman Hall.
Celtics rallied just in time for a 133-128 win over the Pacers, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. This is SRN News.